Welcome to another edition of Messages with Meaning, brought to you by Your Five Today. I'm Peter Francis. Would you like to be in a good mood every day? You're probably thinking, yes, of course I would. Who wouldn't? Sadly, our lives are controlled by a variety of moods and the belief we had no choice in how we feel. We envy all the happy people. Most probably we wonder, what is their secret? Why them and not me? Well, we need to learn that our minds, mouths, moods and attitudes are all intricately connected. First we think, and then our thoughts turn into words that we speak. And the two of them together affect us emotionally and turn into moods and attitudes. Although we do not always have the power to change every unpleasant circumstance in our lives, we do have the power to change our outcome. Nobody enjoys a troubling or painful circumstance, but if we look at it in a hopeful, faith-filled way, we can watch God work all things out for our good. Enjoying life begins with the thoughts we choose to think. Yes, it is that simple. No matter what is going on in our lives today, if we will choose happy, hope-filled thoughts based on God's word, we'll feel happier. Our thoughts are intricately connected to our feelings, so if we want to feel better, we need to think better. We need to think of the mind like the petrol tank in a car. A car will run well, or perhaps not even run at all, depending on what kind of fuel is put into it. In the same way, when we choose our thoughts carefully, our quality of life will improve in amazing ways. Of course, there are many people who are born with a temperament that makes it easier for them to look on the bright side of life than others do. But even they have to make choices about their thoughts and attitudes towards life. Nothing good comes from thinking sour, critical and negative thoughts, but something good always comes when we think according to God's plan for our life. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus offers us a new way of living. However, a new way of thinking will always precede this new way of living. Right thinking and right attitudes are roadmaps that allow us to reach our destination. God has a good, acceptable and perfect plan for you and me, and the way we can experience it is not to think like the world thinks, but to be changed entirely by learning to renew our mind and think the way God thinks. If we want to have what God wants us to have, we need to learn to think like God thinks. A negative mind and mouth will produce negative moods, attitudes, and in all probability, a miserable day. But the positive approach of setting our minds in an uplifting direction, full of godly, faithful thoughts, will have a good effect on us and our entire day. So we say, as Mario Lanza once sang, I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble prayer. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to him. I lean on him forever, and he'll forsake me never. He will not fail me as long as my faith is strong, whatever road I may walk along. I'll walk with God. I'll take his hand. I'll talk with God. He'll understand. I'll pray to him, each day to him, and he'll hear the words that I say, and I'll never walk alone while I walk with God. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you very much.